Now, please welcome Savoy Brown.
citizen. She's my New Orleansville. She's my Creole queen.
Thank you. is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Shake It All Night from last year's Strange Dreams CD. But right now, I'm going to go back to some of the old material from the 60s. To go, so don't get too excited. Savoy Brown was always a family affair, and that, by that I mean that my brother managed me and the band from the very beginning, and I was always the younger brother. He was my older brother. He's retired. He's 62 and packed it all in, went back to Wales where we came from, back to the same village actually where we were born, and went back to Wales.
Play football!
So, but I was always a kid brother. I'm 56. I'm still the kid brother. I can't believe it. But anyway, he's not around anymore to tell me what to do there. Because we always fought like cats and dogs. But I'll get some stories about him and myself as the night goes along. We were very lucky to have a singer called Chris Yulden in the band in the 60s. And this is the song that Chris and myself wrote. It's called Train to Nowhere.
All right.
Catch it if you want to ride. Don't you worry if it passes you by. You can catch it if you want to ride. Don't you worry if it passes you by. Don't you ride the strain?
Thank you. on Sunday nights.
So the whole, for me, the whole rock blues thing started when I was really about 13 years old, sort of listening to rock and roll. But when I became a blues guitar player, you know, I sort of forgot all my rock and roll roots. And one day, and I formed Savoy Brown to be like a blues band, and very idealistic. So when we first came to America, we were in Detroit in the dressing room. And my brother, who was like the Svengali type, and all the managers for the bands back in the 60s were that type, they were like part of the group, you know. And he had me crying backstage, weeping in tears. Of course, I was only 18 or something, so. He was very, some maybe younger, so I had my excuses, but actually I didn't stop crying until I was about 33. So. No excuses. That's when I suddenly realized, oh, there's a real world out there. You know? But anyway, there I was, backstage crying, because my brother had said to me, Kim, I want you to play some rock and roll with the blues, man. And I was, he reminds me to this day when we get together. Because when we get together, all we do is talk about the old days and the 60s. You know, it's terrible. And sort of, you think I was back from that time or something, wouldn't you? But, anyway, he always reminds me of this. I turned around to him in the dressing room. I said, Harry, I didn't come no fucking 3,000 miles to play no fucking rock and roll. I was a blues snob. I swore a lot back then, too. Anyway, yeah, I'm not a blues snob anymore. And my brother was right, because he was trying to make my career and the band's career, you know, a little larger than where we were at. So we started adding a lot of rock to the blues. And that's what this next one is. This is a bit of a rock blues thing. Actually, it's off the same record, off Looking In. It's called Poor Girl. Oh, yeah.
She's at home,
a work in the land. Instead of a penny in bed, the fast life she was living, I took her as his prey. Now she's back in the country, and she's getting fatter every day. She's a whore. She's a poor girl. She's a poor
Thanks, everybody. We were worried it'd be a little too loud for you, but I guess not. Good. What kind of people? We're going to do another one, and we're going to take a really short break. During that really short break, there's t-shirts and CDs and cool stuff out in the lobby.
Come
on, and get you some. After the show, we're going to come down and sign stuff and say hi, so you can do that then.
Right.
Thanks so much for coming out. What a beautiful place. Thank you so much, everybody.
Old songs here. I think someone called this one out earlier on. And this song is very dear to my heart because I sort of grew up, as I say, when I was a kid, listening to all the blues stuff. Because my brother really had all these jazz and blues records, so I was a young kid listening to all this stuff. And I listened to a lot of the early Muddy Waters stuff from the 1940s when he was just playing guitar on his own, and that was very evocative to me. Yeah! Almost romantic, but I don't know what's romantic about playing and working in a cotton field. I was thousands of miles away, what did I know? So. But anyway, this song, Louisiana Blues by Muddy Waters.
Yeah!
One of my favorites. And I hope he doesn't mind so much that we rock it up like this.
Thank you.
Get your shoes on, baby, and your gown. Don't you know, mama, we're gonna shake them on down. Shake it, baby. Come on, shake them on down. I don't care, you can shake all night. But what you got, mama, is out of sight. Shake it, baby. Come on, shake them on down. With your dress now, mama, short and tight. What you got, baby, is out of sight. Shake it, baby. Come on and shake them on down. Get your shoes on, baby, and your gown. Don't you know, mama, we're gonna shake them on down. Shake it, baby. Come on and shake them on down. I don't care, you can shake all night. What you got, mama, is out of sight. Shake it, baby. Shake them on down. Shake it, baby. Shake them on down. Shake it, baby.
Version of Shake 'Em On Down from the very first Savoy Brown record. This is off my new solo CD. This next one's called Last Train Gone.
Last train is gone. Yeah, the last train is gone. I said the last train is gone. Bass guitar, he's just changed his strings because he wasn't happy with his sound. That's a musician for you. Jerry Sorrentino on the bass guitar. On the drums, father of two young children, a dad driving him totally crazy, but he still manages to play. Dennis Cotton on the drums. You had to have your kids like me when I was in my 20s and the 70s, because you drive them mad. You know? The song off the last year's record, Strange Dreams, I Think All Can't Take It With You.
Can't take it with you.
Acoustic guitar. I haven't done that with a band for a long, many years. Let's do the title track then, Street Corner Talk.
Thank you. Show it and do all that.
practicing alone, working on scales, listening to records, trying to get as good as you can to impress people. And you end up in Savoy Brown playing one chord. And that one chord is the one chord we're all trying to reach as musicians. Maybe the one note that you try to reach, because you'll listen to a lot of notes tonight and a lot of chords. But only one really is going to count if it comes from the heart, comes from us to you. We try to strive to reach that one note that really counts. We might not reach it tonight, but we're going to give it 110% to try to get there. Somebody did give me the CD, but I haven't played it yet, so. But he's one of those musicians, I'm sure, like a lot of musicians, are much, you know, the image is not a lot different to what they are. They're much smarter than the image, but I don't know why they want to give us that image, because I think we can see through David's image a little bit, can't we? You know, but underneath is a real good guy, of course. But he hams it up too much for my taste. But a lot of people are doing Savoy Brown songs lately. I know Charlie Musselwhite's just done one on his new record, and David Lee Roth on his new record. So who knows? The old chestnuts might come back again, you know. But I like my career where it's at right now. There's no hype at all. There was no hype to get you along here tonight. You came on because you wanted to come, I hope. Nobody told you to come. And, of course, I'm at the stage of my career when nobody tells me to go anywhere otherwise. They said, do you want to do this? I say, yes or no. So that's kind of nice. But, okay, we'll take requests. This is...
Hellbound Train!
This is... We're going to do a song, you know, a drug song from the 60s. Yeah, yeah. I need a little something to keep my cool. I sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon, but I feel alright with my feelings. I feel alright with my feelings. It's to know sometimes to get my stuff. If I'm evil, don't get enough. I sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon. And I feel alright for my dealings. I feel alright for my dealings.
Thank you.
one thing that worries my mind. The stuff it kills and it feels unkind. If you're married, you can divorce your wife. If you're married to H, you're married for love. Sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon. I sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon. I sleep with the sun and I rise with the moon. But I feel all right. Said I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel alright with my little son. I feel alright with my little son. I feel alright with my little son. I feel alright with my little son.
Here's the blues of Fishers. You should have been in a record. This is called Where Is Your Heart Gone?
Thank you. I boogied last night, and the night before.
somewhere. I'm gonna hug you some more. I feel so good. I got your boogie to when I saw the greatest rock and roll show of my life. It was in London and I went to see Jerry Lee Lewis play at a theatre. But at the time there was a big scandal surrounding him because he had just married his 13-year-old niece or something. I don't know how old she was, but she was very young. And the whole world was in an uproar. So the Michael Jackson story without the boys. But anyway, that night he brought his wife on stage with him, which was quite a, you know, quite a thing to do, because half the audience was disgusted, very conservative English, and half the crowd didn't care. I myself thought she was very attractive, but of course she was my age, so. But anyway, it was a fantastic rock and roll show. And later on in that dressing room in Detroit, when I was the idealistic blues guy, and my brother was trying to change my mindset. He said, Kim, don't you remember the rock and roll shows we used to see? I said, yeah, Harry. He said, don't you remember seeing Jerry Lee Lewis? I said, yeah. He said, don't you remember seeing Bill Haley? I said, sure, it was great. He said, don't you remember Little Richard? I said, yeah, man. He said, don't be afraid to play some rock and roll with your blues. Ever since that point in time, I haven't been afraid as a musician, as a person, hopefully, either. To be exactly who I am, play whatever music is in my heart, let it all come out. But we all try to hide sometimes, and musicians are the worst people at doing that. They try to hide who they really are. But it all comes out in the end. So anyway, that night in Detroit, we added a bit of Jerry Lee Lewis to the boogie. Chris said, Chris, let's do some Jerry Lee. We did it back then, we're going to do it now. It goes something like this. Made it right to the top. Now he's gone right back to the village back in Wales, and he's back to being a miner again. Now I say that figuratively speaking, because there are no miners in Wales anymore. What I mean by that is that he drinks a lot. So he wakes up in the morning, he drinks scotch in his coffee.
Yeah.
He drinks, you know, 40 pints of beer a day, you know.
Yeah.
doing good. But when he was their agent in London, he booked John Lee Hooker for a tour of England. Bit of nepotism, because he got Savoy Brown to back John up. But back then we didn't have much money. This was 1967 or something. Maybe six, unless six. But we had one guitar amp. So John plugged into the guitar amp, and I plugged into the guitar amp. When he played, I'd stop playing. And when I played, he'd very graciously stop playing as well. So we got through the whole tour like that. That's quite an amazing experience for me. The whole point of this is that you know, of course, that the Savoy Brown boogie is really the John Lee Hooker boogie. And the Canned Heat boogie is the John Lee Hooker boogie. And the ZZ Top boogie is the Savoy Brown. Ah, the John Lee Hooker boogie. I'm not bitter at all. My brother turned to John one day in that tour and he said, John, I'm sorry we're working you so hard. But we were playing three gigs a day back in those days. And John said, don't worry, Harry. Back in Detroit in the 40s, I used to work 9 gigs in a day. That was in the days of the house parties, I guess, when John used to play all the house parties. Are we having a party tonight or what? So anyway, I took the John Lee Hooker riff and I put some drums behind it. And it's the drums from the southern, the American South. It's from the Baptist churches. It's the gospel beat. Let's listen to it now. Yeah, there's the beat that makes the Savoy Brown boogie right there. Big someone raise your hands and say hallelujah. John said, now mama told papa, that song that she heard. Mama told papa, don't believe a word, I feel so good. I got the boogie to the rhythm of dawn.
Now, don't forget, when we get done, we'll be in the back, and you can say hi and get you some stuff, so make sure you do that. And at any time, day or night, you can visit www.savoybrown.com and find out all sorts of cool things.
Where's the new CD?
It will be right in the lobby, sir.
All I can do is cry!
Just for you. And you can find out our tour schedule, where we're coming and going, and come and see us all the time. Thanks so much. It means a lot to us.
Take a trip on a hellbound train.
Thank you.
Down the road.
Thank you.